Whatever.
You could never be too rich.
I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like,
Colbert and Brandon,
like, whatever. Whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, well, listen, that's the reason we're playing the whatever song, by the way. It's obviously sweeping the nation, but if you say whatever when you go in to buy your Wi-Fi product, you're going to buy your wireless networking stuff, big trouble.
Yeah, whatever.
And I think I think whatever might have to become some catchphrase for us here in the show. Whatever.
We need to get somebody to say whatever, yeah. One of those.
All right, we're talking about wireless networking and all the different ways in which you can connect to that high-speed internet connection at home. It's sweeping the nation. Something in the neighborhood of 4.3 million access points, which are the little transmitters, are supposedly going to be in service in homes in the next year or two. So we thought, well, do the numbers there, and break it down to the population. There's going to be quite a few of them here in our listening area, so why not educate people on what to look for?
Yeah, we'll take your questions if they're computer related or whatever.
It
doesn't matter.
Yeah, the beginning of this thing, the thing that we talked about in the early days of Wi-Fi, there was one standard, of course, so that made it really easy. It was called 802.11 B as in boy. 802.11b.
And what does that stand for? Nothing. It's just it's a numbering scheming system that they came up with.
They being the IEEE.
The IEEE.
It's IEEE 802.11b.
They said wireless networking standards. We're going to start with this thing. Generically, they're going to be called 802.11. That's just a numbering thing. And then they came up with A, B, C, D, E, F, G as they go through the system. And each iteration or different variation of the thing
so just
gets a letter.
Here's how to remember. B is for the beginning.
Well, here's where it gets confusing.
A is for the accelerated.
Yeah, they actually developed A or started working on A before B, so that's why it got the A. But the funny thing is B made it to the market first because it was a little bit simpler and it was tested more, and so it came out before A, and so it gets real confusing.
And B is the slower of the two. A is the faster.
And then there was some iterations in between, and now we have a new one out called G, so 802.11G, or wireless G, as it's being referred to, which is the latest, which is not necessarily faster than A and B. It's somewhere in between in speed. It is fully compatible with B, but not A, and I know this gets really confusing, but it's becoming the new kind of standard, quote-unquote, because it's a little bit more stable. There's some better security and things built in, and it's becoming more the thing.
It uses the same basic frequency as 802.11b, it's just a higher throughput, so it's actually a faster connection from point A to point B.
Oh, right.
I shouldn't use AB. Point Roman numeral 1 to point Roman numeral 2.
this is kind of confusing,
you know,
technology, and these numbers and letters don't help things out at all.
Okay, so now that we've totally cleared that up, here's the bottom line. If you're in the market today, if you're going to start from scratch, if you've not purchased anything, our recommendation as of today, as of this show, this is going to change next week and the week after.
Right.
But our recommendation today is to go purchase 802.11G product.
Or wireless G.
G.
What up, G?
Right.
And here's the reason why. It's not a whole lot more expensive and in some cases less expensive than B, which is slower. It's fully compatible with B, which is the most common out there right now. And it has a lot more benefits as far as speed and reliability. And so it's overall one of the better. It uses the same 2.4 gigahertz, which is the same as most cordless phones' frequency. And that's about all.
Yeah, now all of these wireless networks have some issues with interference because this is an open frequency. It's an unregulated frequency that's out there. So anybody can use these frequencies, including cordless phone manufacturers.
Yes.
There's emissions in that frequency from certain microwave ovens. Some Bluetooth devices can come into play.
If I scream really loud, sometimes I hit that frequency.
Yeah. No. If your neighbor, for instance, has a wireless network, and you have a wireless network, and your homes are fairly close together, actually, they can actually cause each other to not work. I mean, you have this cram in that spectrum there, so you can actually have poor performance as a result of you and your neighbor having the same product. So we're going to talk about what you can do to alleviate that.
It's Wi-Fi. We're talking wireless networks, and you're listening to the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got a lot more shows, so stick around. 602-277-5827. Back after this.